Winds occasionally howl in from the east, so wrap up. The best time to come then is in the spring and the autumn, when the natural light shows Venice at its best and tourist numbers have diminished, that you may experience acqua alta. This is when low-lying areas of the city flood, and it happens mainly in November and March. So don't forget to pack your wellies if you're coming in those months. Whatever the weather, you can always seek refuge in one of the numerous churches and bars around the city. Now, if you're interested in the Venice Carnival, it's celebrated in the lead-up to Lent and usually takes place during the cold, damp month of February. The city's brightened up by garish costumes, face painters and street performers throughout the city. But do remember that the overcrowding and drunk tourists in the evenings might not be ideal for very young visitors. The best time to come to it is on weekdays between the opening and closing weekends, and to keep away from the main squares. Most of the music and the theatre is in the late afternoon and evening. Much of it's free, and it's open to all. Oh, and get lost. I don't mean to be rude, but one of the joys of this small, safe city is getting completely lost in it. Whichever way you go, Venice, with all her architectural wonders and hidden gems, won't disappoint. And when I said that Venice is safe, that doesn't mean that pickpockets don't exist here. Make sure your bags are zipped up and keep an eye